Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Daniel, chapters 10 to 12. God has set apart a rich inheritance for his children. We read in Daniel chapter 12, verse number 13 like this. The word of God to Daniel. But you, Daniel, go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, a testament is a set of legal instructions created by a person that specifies who should receive his or her inheritance after he or she dies. However, in spiritual terminology, it signifies a covenant between God and the human race. With the arrival of Jesus Christ into this world, the old covenant was replaced with a new. That is the reason why there are two main divisions of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. God has promised an inheritance for his saints in the Old Testament era, and these saints never got to see their inheritance during their lifetime. Among the Old Testament saints, Daniel was a man greatly beloved of God, and God certainly promised an inheritance for him that he would receive at the end of the days. Daniel would also not live to see the fulfillment of his own prophecies, but was promised that he would be resurrected to receive his inheritance one day. In the New Testament era, the inheritance of the saints of God is raised up to a wholly new level. The relationship that we have with God is that He is our eternal Heavenly Father and we are His children. Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. Just as in the human family, the Father provides an inheritance to His children, so it is in the family of God, where we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Along with the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, we inherit these three things. One, God's universe. We inherit all things that are in this universe. Number two, God's world. Through faith, we will inherit the world, which consists of all created things. In the fullness of time, this would include all humanity. As heirs of the world, we will also judge the world one day. And number three, God's kingdom. One day we will put on incorruption and immortality and inherit the kingdom of God. Thus, God has set apart a rich inheritance for us as His children. With our inheritance, we will also enjoy eternal life, salvation, and all the precious promises of God. As heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, we will one day judge the world and thus participate in God's plan for the salvation of all humankind. Even as Christ now sits at God's right hand in the heavenly places, we will reign in the kingdom of God with Christ for all eternity.